This is GQDN for Friday, May 2nd, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Delicious, delicious drink mixes. So you can tell I didn't have mine yet. But if you get some, if you go to swiftenergy.gg, put in the words Quest Worthy in their search bar and you come up to ours and get the Quest Worthy drink mix. Good stuff. Really good stuff. And put in the promo code Quest in the checkout line to get 25% off of your purchase. Do it, do it, do it. Buy patreon.com/thegroupquest and buy stackup.org. In today's news, we have some UFL Xbox perks. Yes, we do. We got some news about Sony linking up with the PlayStation, and we got an update from Marvel Rivals. But today, we start with the news coming from Rockstar, GTA 6. We got a few articles here to go through. One, we go to the delay via PlayStationLifestyle.net because GTA 6 has been delayed until next March. So here is what Rockstar Games did say on X. Quote, Grand Theft Auto 6 is now coming May 26, 2026. Grand Theft Auto 6 is now set to release on May 26, 2026. We're very sorry that this is later than you expected. The interest and excitement surrounding the new Grand Theft Auto has been truly humbling for our entire team. We want to thank you for your support and patience as we work to finish the game. With every game we have released, the goal has always been to try to and exceed expectations, and Grand Theft Auto 6 is no exception. We hope that you understand that we need this extra time to deliver at the level of quality you expect and deserve. We look forward to sharing more information with you soon. Sincerely, Rockstar Games. But what could this mean for the price tag of it? Well, PlayStation Lifestyle seems to think that $80 would be a fair price, especially when it comes out of May next year. But GameSpot was looking at the effect of Rockstar because of the delay, and the stock price following the announcement of Take-Two went down about 8%, where the price for the stock is at $219. Now, some of the anticipated investors did have questions about the delay and the impact on the company's financial outlook, so it released a statement reiterating the company still expects some excellent numbers, setting record levels in the net booking for the fiscal year of 2026 and 2027. Now, GTA 6 release date does fall into Take-Two's fiscal year, 2027, April 1st to March 31st. And that will be because of the game being delayed. Dust statement, right? But it is a quality, and that is right now the fact. GamesRadar.com did say that the Cult of Lamb publisher did double down on the plans to launch a game on GTA's new release date, so they are not scared. Now that's the Devolver Digital, which is the publisher behind the Cult of Lamb, Telus Principle, Human Fail Flat, Description, along with other games, and they're doubling down on plans to manufacture their own Bummerheimer moment because they want to release a game on May 26th as well. Now, the publisher did promise that they are, quote, going to release a game in the exact same day and the same time as GTA 6 on social media. Of course, at that point, Rockstar Games' release plans were a mystery to almost everyone outside of its walls. Today, through the company, announced that GTA 6 has been delayed until May 26, 2026. So, they are not scared. They will release on the same day. We'll see if they can. But they will also be released on Xbox. Game Informer did say that the price increase has just hit Xbox, and that would include Xbox Series S, 512 gigabytes, went from $300 to $380. Series S 1TB went from $350 to $430. Xbox Series X Digital went from $449.99 450 bucks to 550 bucks. And the Xbox Series X regular went from 500 bucks to 600 bucks. The Xbox Series X 2 TB Galaxy Black's Special Edition was originally $600, now it costs $730. The Xbox Wireless Controller, 65 bucks to 70 bucks. The Special Edition is 80 bucks. Limited Edition is 90 bucks. The Elite Wireless Controller Series is 150 bucks, and that's the core one. The full one is 200 bucks. The Xbox Stereo Headset, 65 bucks, and the wireless headset is 120 bucks. And yes, the games this holiday, first party games, will be $8. Well, we got more bad news for Xbox, because 8 games are going to leave Xbox Game Pass this May. According to IGN.com, Brothers: A Tale of Two Sons, Chance of Sinner, Dune Spice Wars, Won't Die, Jurassic World Evolution 2, Little Kitty, Big City, Planet of Lana, The Big Con, all of them. Now we got an update for you, a little bit of the brighter side, because on the Score Esports YouTube, they posted a video on Marvel Rivals, which right now is in Season 2 via IGN, and both of them are saying that the support strike worked because they did nerf the DPS and the tanks, and the strategists got a buff. Now, there isn't much detail on what I've seen for the buffs and the nerfs, but that did happen. If it didn't happen, then it will happen. But anyway, something did happen though. UFL is still evolving. If your Xbox says it's going to be on Xbox for the update. In fact, UFL did go up on X and said, quote, "It's time. Update version 0.63.2 incoming. And it's a big one." And there you can have some couch play, skin lab, they're saying bye-bye to the onion skins, team of the month content, and some other improvements. So if you're into UFL, you got your update. And if you play that on PlayStation, if you have a 65-inch Sony TV, well, now you got your choice. You got your choice. And they're talking about they being PlayStationLifestyle.net, the Bravia X90L, because it got a price reduction on Amazon, and right now it's going for $948. It was $998. So if you hook your PlayStation 5 onto that Bravia, it will have a game mode, and if you're playing a game on it, the game mode will be on. If you're watching a movie, the game mode will be off. So have fun with it. Oh, PlayStationLifestyle.net also said that there's a game that's under $5 on your PlayStation. Deus Ex Mankind Divided. It's $4.49 until May 8th, and the season pass is also 85% off, so you can get it for $2.24. So what's in the DLC, or the season pass, I should say? Well, you get 2 new story DLCs, System Rift and the Criminal Past, the Assault and Technical Packs, which will have some various weapons and items, 4 perks kits, 5,000 credits, 1,000 weapon parts, and 5 booster packs, and 20 chips for the Deus Ex Mankind Divided Breach. On the Augmented Covert Agent Pack is also available for free on the PlayStation Store. Now they have Desperate Measures Extra In-Game Mission, compilation of reskins of Atom Armor and Trench Coat, reskin pistol and combat rebel rifle, various ammunition packs, weapon upgrades, and more. But will PlayStation follow Xbox's example? Will they raise the price? IGN did provide the question, and that's mainly because of Nintendo showing off Mario Kart World for $70 to $80. So could we see that on PlayStation? Nintendo started it, Xbox seems to be continuing it. And if they do make an announcement, then we will be updating you on it on GQDN. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow night for all the gaming news. Yes, GTA 6. You know it's going to be there. Twitch.tv/Dawnforge, everybody. Go get it. Go do it. We'll see you tomorrow. Go play some games, people.